Aleichem Shalom.
Start your day the tour in Northwest London. Wednesday, 17th of Iyar, 18th of May, 32nd day of the Omer. Rabbi David Robert Schlitter, Lag BaOmer. This week's Torah has been sponsored by Family Brody. The first Simchas Anasuin of Avi Brody and Fegi Reich. Chasna will take place tomorrow, Lag BaOmer. Yi Rotzen Shimnu Bayis Ne'emon Yisrael, L'Shem V'Lissi Lo.
Shalom Aleichem. It's nice to be back and to have the opportunity to share some Torah, especially on the eve of this interesting day, as was just discussed, Lag BaOmer. I'm going to try and steer clear of some of that controversy and take a different route, if I may, because it is confusing. It is confusing as to exactly what happened. There's different Girusoyas, Yom Shemes, Rub Shimon Bar Yochai, Yom Simchas. We're going to take we'll keep the same day, but we'll take a different route. And I'd like to start very much left of field and try and connect it to something that we see there are undercurrents of in Chazal. There are Svarim HaKadoshim that point out a very interesting and rather bizarre gematria, that Yud Ches Iyar is the, which is of course the date of Lag BaOmer, is the gematria of Amalek. 240, which seems to be rather bizarre and utterly random, as I think teenagers would say, until one remembers the Mechaber in Tov Chav Ches, who points out to us, when he's doing the various simonim of the Luach, and he says, Peleg, Purim, the day of the week that is Purim, will always be the same day of the week as the subsequent, as the following Lag BaOmer. And of course, the Shulchan Aruch is not in the business of, providing mnemonics so that we can organize our diaries. It means that in our luach there is some conceptual basis which underpins both of these two. And let's try and understand this a little bit. As mentioned before, the mahus, the essence of what the simcha of Lag BaOmer is. There are many different approaches. But we're going to take a different one. The Kaf HaChayim and the Chidah both bring the following. That this was the day that Rabbi Akiva began to teach the new set of Talmidim. Hoya ha'olam shomim, as the Gemara says. The world went back to Toihu, because the very Masoira, the Shalshelis of Masoira of Torah Shebaal Peh, was under threat, because all of his Talmidim died. And till Ad Shaboitzel, He found five new Talmidim and he started teaching them this new link in the chain of Shalshelis, of Masoris HaTorah, of Torah Shebaal Peh, began on Lag BaOmer. Furthermore, they say that this was also a day that he gave smicha to these Talmidim. Where's the first time we find smicha? Moshe Rabbeinu with Yehoshua. How is it characterized? Onasato mehoidcha olav. The hoid that was mentioned before in this week, Lag BaOmer being hoid sheba hoid, and we'll come back to this. This process, the revelation and the continuation of the hoid, of the glory, of the kovod, of the yokar of Torah, was solemnized, was made concrete, and was made secure on this day. So it's a day when the Masoira of Torah Shebaal Peh, and interestingly, we don't have time for it now, it's actually done in sort of almost in reverse order, if you think about it. The Pnimius HaTorah, the Hoid Sheba Hoid, is written down. The Idra Zutta is written down. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai instructs Rabbi Abba to write it down. And this is two generations, or one and a half generations before Rebbe, who's a Talmud of a Talmud, who Eis Lasis Lashem writes down the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Mishnah. So when it is nigla and written down, it's kind of done in reverse order, which is something to be thought about. Okay, so let's try and find a mahalach incorporating Purim and its essence to Lag BaOmer and the continuation of the revelation of the deepest parts of Torah Shebaal Peh. So the mahalach, of course, as everybody knows, from Pesach to Shavuos, is the mahalach from leaving Mitzrayim, being born as a nation, and elevating ourselves from the Omer, the Sa'irim, the Barley, the Machel, the Hema, to become an Odom. B'mloy muvan hamila, to become an Odom, that we are then able to be, to stand at Har Sinai, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam should give man his Torah, which the Malachim can absolutely cannot fathom. It makes no sense. You're going to give Torah to man? You're turning man into an object of kovoid and hodor. No. Torah, with all its hoid and its yokor and its kovoid, belongs very firmly in the realm of shamayim and not with man. That is the challenge to the acceptance, or the giving over of Torah. Says the Maharal, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died for 32 days, which is gematria covered. Meaning that the impossibility of continuing to transmit Torah was the chisorin, was in this sugya called kovod. What does that mean? So let's utilize a little bit the life and times of Rabbi Akiva and who he was to try and understand this. There's a medrash in a number of places which says, on the pasuk in Navi, "V'chol yokor ro'aso einoi," and in all the glory, "V'chol yokor ro'aso einoi," his eye perceived. Ze Rabbi Akiva. This refers to Rabbi Akiva because, as the medrash says, and it's a medrash in a number of different places, "Dvarim shaloi niglu lemoishe niglu l'Rabbi Akiva." Ideas in Torah which were not revealed to Moshe, were revealed to Rabbi Akiva. And how is that characterized? As kol yokor, the fullness of the yokor of the covet of Torah. Let's go back to Purim for a second, and just to keep us on track, what is the climax, the apex of the gilui, the revelation of Purim? La Yehudim Ha'Sa'ira V'Simcha V'Sasoin V'Yikar. Of course, it's V'Yikar. And the Yikar is the Tefillin Shebarosh, as Chazal say, and we will return to that. And this, of course, is the reversal of the Keri of Amalek. The Keri becomes Yikar. The Keri is happenstance, it's randomness, it's the nihilism, to be fancy for a minute. It's that nothing, no body and nothing has any real intrinsic value at all. And of course, Yokar is 310. Think about what that word, where we come across that word. We'll come back to that. It is also, incidentally, of course, the gematria of Omer. Of Omer, 310. Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehanchil lechol tzadik v'tzadik, 310 olamos. Shenem alahanchil oy havai yesh. There is. It's the opposite of the ayin of Amalek. Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im ayin. It is that there is. Hashem is b'kirbeinu. We have yokor inside of us. That is who we are. And therefore we have the ability and the imperative and the obligation to be able to connect to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and be mekabel his Torah. We'll come back to that. And of course, no coincidence that Haman, the archetype of this nihilism, the one who has everything, v'chol zeh idenu shoveli, like Adam HaRishon, he has absolutely everything, but it's nothing because there's one Jew that doesn't, because my kovoid is not substantiated. I don't get the kovoid from one person in the whole world, v'chol zeh idenu shoveli. And therefore, of course, on Tes Zayin Nisan, he is hung on the Eitz Hadas, according to the Medrash Talpios and others. Because that was the Eitz that started the whole thing off, Amin Ho'Eitz. And why don't we hang people? Ki kilalas Elohim toloi. Because that a person who has inner worth, because they are betzelem Elohim, leisolin nivlosoi al Ho'Eitz. Because that would be a violation of the yokor and the kovod of what it means to be an Odom. And therefore, of course, Odom HaRishon, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lamed Ches, Adam Arishan, when he sins, says the Gemara, Adam biyakar v'loyalin nimshal kabehemos nidmu. It invokes the pasuk in Tehillim, because what Adam did by being sorach, again, interesting notion, smelling, that's the opposite of yakar, of kavod, of being mechubad. Adam Arishan didn't last many hours at all after being created, and he didn't manage to be yakar with his yakar. He did not manage to value his own yakar, and instead he sought to do the aveira of the Eitz Hadas. V'adam biyakar bal yolin. He didn't remain overnight with his yakar. The same idea that is invoked with Loisolin Nivlose Alo Eitz, because it's a person is B'tselem Elikim and has his yakar. And of course, perhaps, B'derech Tzachus, B'derech Drush, it occurred to me that Adam Arishon, that David HaMelech, who of course realizes that he has absolutely nothing of his own, his years come from Adam. Adam being Rosh HaTevis, Adam David Moshiach, he is the one that is masaking this lack of awareness of one's own worth. That's pshat in first of all in the Rambam. Oops. In the famous Rambam at the end of the Hilchos Lulav, when he's talking about kavod, kavod haTorah, David HaMelech is the paradigm. And David HaMelech is the one who says, David HaMelech is the one who, because he recognizes that he is but a vehicle for Kvod Shamayim, he lives that to the full, and he becomes the paradigm for Kvod. And therefore he gets up in the morning, and what does he say? Ura Kvodi. He has succeeded where Adam Arishan failed. Ha'odom biyakar bal yolin. And he manages, he gets up early in the morning to sing Zmiris HaSishbachos to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and he talks to himself in the third person. The Balamoyin Hakdoma, famous Balamoyin, talks about the fact that the essence of who we are is our neshama. And what is the neshama called? Lema'ani yizamercha chavoid v'lo yidoy. Your neshama is a shtick kavod. That's what it is. And David HaMelech turns to his own neshama, turns to himself in the third person, recognizing his self-worth, recognizing that he is a neshama, he is a vehicle for transmitting and reflecting kavod shamayim. And he says, Ura kavodi, get up my kavod, we've done our job. We've stayed overnight, we've managed, unlike Adam, we stayed overnight. Ura kavodi, he says. And of course, again, only in Olam HaMachshava, but he lives 70 years, and he's the one that takes Amalek is 240, Bigmatria Sophic. You add on David's years, and you come to Yochar, of course, you come to Yesh. He's masaking that. Because really, all the world is, and all we are, is a Beis HaMedrash of Kavod. Uvehecholoi kuloi omer Kavod. There is only one set of values, and that is Mechubadut, the recognition that there is a Borei Olam and that he infused into us the ability to connect to him. The opposite of the Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Im Ayin. Mida Keneged Mida, how do we win that Milchama against Amalek? Because we're Mishabdim Eslibam, that's all we needed to do. There's the Mida Keneged Mida. We questioned, or Amalek rather made us question our own self-worth. The Sophic, which is Amalek, 240, is not that he doubts the Rabbeinu Shleilem. Amalek is a greater mammon. In fact, it's the other way around. He so apparently is married for the Rabbeinu Shleilem that he cannot accept that we, lowly people, Mo Enosh, that's what he says. You're going to connect to the Rabbeinu Shleilem. Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu. Are we, yes, there is Hashem b'kibeinu. How do we know? Because we were doing ma'asim chitzoniyim, we were fighting a physical war, whilst at the same time internally being, as the Mishnah says, m'shabdim es libom la'avim shavah shomayim, and then we won. That was a clear demonstration that yesh Hashem b'kibeinu. There is yesh. Again, 310. That we have this covered inside of us. That's what it means to be a mensch. So the Hezba Hadavah, to take this maybe a little bit further, which is really, really important, is pshat in the Mishnah. Mishnah, Ezehu Mechubad HaMechabed Esabrios, says the Mishnah. Who is Mechubad, who is deserving of honor, who is honorable, right? About the honorable gentleman or the right honorable, who is Mechubad HaMechabed Esabrios, Shenema. Now, let's understand the Mishnah, pshat in the Mishnah, the proof text. We need a proof that somebody who is Mechubad is somebody who is Mechabed others. Shenema. Says the Navi, ki mechabdai achabed uvoizai yekon. Says the Rabbeinu Shalom, those who are mechabed me, mechabdai achabed, I will be mechabed them. How is that the proof text for the Mishnah? What is the idea that we're trying to prove? That if you're mechabed another person, that you are mechubad. And then the proof text is, the Rabbeinu Shalom says, anybody who's mechabed me, we're not talking about being mechabed Hashem, we're talking about being mechabed Brios. The answer is poshet. Says it in the tin. Says it on the tin. What's the word? Brios. What does it mean to be a berio? It means there is a boire and therefore you are a nivra. You're not just a random mutation of some DNA that happens to find its way here. Randomness, keri, mikre. No meaning, nihilism. It's the exact opposite. You are a shtick kovoid. Ki mechabdai achabed, you are a barrier. You are a creature. You are created. That means there is a boire. And therefore, the root and the yesoid, really, of treating another person with the dignity that they deserve is because of who they are, is the recognition that they are a shtick kovoid. To be an odom is to be somebody who has the self-recognition of who you really are. And you see that in others. And until that process starts, game over. There's nothing to talk about. Nimshal, and that's why the other pasuk in that capital in Tehillim, of course, is Odom Bikor Velo Yovin. Once it says Velo Yolin, but another says Velo Yovin. Nimshal Kabehemos Nidbu. Or in the famous words of Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon at the Nizakdoma Tashas, that if a person is not activating his seichel, then you're like a behemoth. The Rebbe Shem doesn't speak to behemoths. There's no Torah. And that's the whole of Sefer Bereishis. Zeh Sefer Toldos HaOdom. Man fell off the map. There was no Odom. The Tzelem Elokim became progressively corroded and eroded with each subsequent failing, whether it's a Dor Enosh or the Dor HaMabul and Mitzrayim and Sodom, and until there was nothing left. Kimat. And then along comes the first Adam. Behiboram ba'Avraham. He comes along and he recognizes. He adatim lemanashi itzavas bonavis beisei achor v'shomru derech Hashem la'aseh tzedakah u'mishpat. Always bothered me. What's v'shomru derech Hashem la'aseh? La'aseh is always mitzvah saseh. What's v'shomru? Tzedakah and mishpat are positive. Because it's the recognition that you actually have it inside of you and all you need to do is preserve it, maintain it, identify it, give it its provenance, its makor, this innate feeling that it is the right thing to do, tzedakah or mishpat. Where does that come from? Then since Ibn Ezra in the beginning of Aseret HaDibros, and there's other Rishonim in this vein as well. That's how we square, by the way, any tension between any form or feeling of innate morality and Torah. They're not at loggerheads. It's a progression. The first thing that needs to happen is, in Binyan HaOdom, is the recognition of what it means to be an Odom, is to be a Tzelem Elokim, and that the Rebbe Shem is matbia into us some a priori moral ideas. But where does that come from? L'man Hashi Yitzavez Bonavez Beisayachra V'Shomru Derech Hashem. It's Derech Hashem. But it's at the same time, it's the feeling of tzedakah u'mishpat. There's no contradiction whatsoever. And until that kovod that is inside is recognized and activated, until that point, there's nobody home. If that yoker is not there, there's nobody home. Kal v'chaymeh, when you're talking about Mesiras HaTorah, there's nothing to talk about. So if lo nohagu kovod zeh lo zeh, even if it's at the highest level, there cannot be a transmission of Torah for two reasons. Because there is nobody to transmit that Torah. There is no Adam. And it can't be Torah either. It's not just the Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar was not just all, you know, fluffy and singing Kumbaya. The Vayichan, which is important. And Middle Amud Beis, of course, is Oyev Esabrios. Forgot to mention, of course. Say the Balimos. If you go, not according to all the Girsais, but in the Manches Kinyonei HaTorah, the 32nd, is Oyev Esabrios. Now, that makes sense. And when that is achieved, then the new Shalshelas of Torah can really start. But also in terms of Kabbalah HaTorah, the way Torah is designed, the way the Maral puts it is, in a few places, is the Torah was designed for the Klal. And if you're not a chilek of the Klal and you don't feel part of the Klal, then there can be no Torah. The Gaon puts it differently. The Gaon in Mishlei says, Rabbis Bonois Osu Choyil. Choyel is 48, is the 48, the Memches Kinyonei HaTorah, and only Rabbis Bonois Osu Choyel. E.F. Shola Adam, says the Gaon, that one person, you ever read, it's a Shrek, when I get to Perek Vov, the Kinyonei HaTorah, to be able, he says, it's E.F. Shola, for one person to be Sholem in all of these, Novos, Bonois HaTalmidei Chachamim, Rabbis Bonois, together, Osu Choyel, we can be Koine Torah, because I might be Mitztayan, perhaps, hopefully in one Midah, and you in another, and you in another. And if we are together, and we are Nagu Kovid Zebazeh, which is the recognition that my Torah is by you and your Torah is by me, that's the Chochma Loimed Mikol Adam, as Rabbi Yonah explains. And who better than Rabbi Akiva to personify this? He is able, or rather he is persuaded by his Eshes Chayil. He didn't even know he had it in him. But he is able to be persuaded by him that he has inside of him all of Torah Shebaal Peh. And they've garnished. But as Rabbeinu Yonah says in that Mishnah Ezev Chacham, Haloimid Mikol Adam, fascinatingly, he starts off and he says, Omru Chachmei Ha'umais. He quotes the Chachmei Ha'umais. He's demonstrating that you can be Loimid Mikol Adam. And he says that they say, and he quotes this approvingly, that somebody who knows nothing, but he's Oyei Vesachochma, and he has a teshuka, deep-seated desire for it, is a Chacham. On the other hand, somebody who knows everything, but it has no real connection or desire to acquire and to achieve Chacham, is a Tipish. That's Rabbi Akiva. He knew nothing, and Rachel was able to persuade him that he actually, you have inside him, you are Mechubad. You realize what a job that was. She was Oysa Ritzayn Bala. Bina Leitim says in a drasha. She created it. She made it. She made him realize that you have it inside of you. And she managed, and then he went ahead and he brought it out. He brought it out of himself day after day after day until he became. And he was Tznu Yumal, as the Gemara says in Ksubas. He was Mavar Al Midoysov, as the Gemara says. Mishameis is bottle covered. Atoira, as it says in Soita. Es Hashem Elokech Otira. They stopped. I mean, I'm assuming he stopped. How can you continue that? That's no. Rabbis Talmidei Chachamim, because that's what a Talmud Chacham is meant to be—a manifestation and a representation of the Mechubadus of Torah, as it fuses together with the Kavod, the Neshama of the Talmud Chacham, and it becomes one. Then that is an extension. That is Es Hashem Elokech Otira. Mul, of course, the V'lo Yoro Yelokim of Amalek. And therefore, on the day that he begins to teach his Talmidim, his new set of Talmidim, and he manages successfully to transmit that, there's no greater cover than that. Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Rebbeinu Shalom, we'll finish with a beautiful Klei Yakar. There's more to be said on the sugya, but I just want to finish with a beautiful Klei Yakar. Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Harini no es kvoidecha. The Rebbeinu Shalom puts in Benikras Hatzur, which by the way is connected to the Ma'ara of Rabbi Yochai, which is another story. And he says, you can see that only the Kesher Tfilin Hera Le'onov. He was only able to see the Kesher Tfilin, which is the Dalad of the Shin and Dalad and Yud. But the Yesh, the Shai, Rabbi Akiva was Zoicha, that's Pshat in the Medrash, V'chol Yokor Ro'aso Einov. He was Zoicha through his life's journey to finish and to become part of the Chulhu Alibid Rabbi Akiva, of the revelation of the depth, the Hoid Sheba Hoid, because that's who he was. And then through his Talmidim, the deepest parts of Torah Shebal Peh are preserved on this day, tomorrow, for all time. That's the V'chol Yokor. But the starting point, for us at least, and that's the connection to Purim, of course, Yokor, the starting point for us in the Olam HaAvoda is the recognition. So the sugya, the Mahalach, is a sugya of kavod. But kavod, not in the sense that it's usually understood. Kavod is the, and that's why it's the biggest moineya and mania. If you look at the, don't have time now, the Mesilas Yesharim, the end of Perek Yud Aleph, very, very important. After he's discussed Chemda and all the other terrible middos, he says, but the one more than anything else is ego, is kavod. What does that actually mean? Why is that? That is because we somehow sense inside of us, without even realizing it, that there is something transcendental, there is something sublime, something that doesn't need to be expressed, except it comes out all wrong with my own personal ego and my needs and my wants, instead of stopping to realize and to recognize, first of all, in myself. If a person's not mechubad, then you can't be mechabad somebody else as a bria if you don't realize that you're not a bria. That's why the Maral and the Gaon always say that the Gimel Averis Chamurais, which are t'neged yochiv, to yourself, other, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So the other two are obvious. But Giloy Aroyos, back to Kerry, is fundamentally a betrayal of the covenant that you are an Odom. You are a dignified being, and to behave like that is kabehemos nidmu. And it's in that order, if that, the Tzuras HaOdom, is not built up within ourselves and recognized within ourselves as being that barrier, as having that kovod, lemani zamercha kovod, and then being able to have that capacity to see it in others, seeing everybody as a barrier, and kal v'chomer in a yid, in Talmud Chacham, in a tzibur, to be able to be makabel Torah, then, and only then we have the answer to the malachim, t'nohid chal ha-shamayim, no, u'beichol toiv yotzar kovod lishmoy. Because the Rebbeinu was a Toiv, he created a Mechubad barrier that has that ability to recognize it and see it in themselves and others, and thus be Mekabel Torah.
Amen.